Good morning, and welcome to the GeoPark Limited conference call following the results announcement for the third quarter ended September 30th, 2017. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question at this time, press star one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. If you do not have a copy of the press release, please call Sard Verbinnen & Company in New York at 1-212-687-8080, and we will have one sent to you. Alternatively, you may obtain a copy of the release at the investor support section on the company's corporate website at www.geopark.com. A replay of today's call may be accessed through the website in the investor support section of GeoPark corporate website. Before we continue, please note that certain statements contained in the results press release and on this conference call are forward-looking statements rather than historical facts and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described. With respect to such forward-looking statements, the company seeks protections afforded by the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. These risks include a variety of factors, including competitive developments and risk factors listed from time to time in the company's SEC reports and public releases. Those lists are intended to identify certain principal factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described in the forward-looking statements, but are not intended to represent a complete list of the company's business. All financial figures included herein were prepared in accordance with the IFRS and are stated in U.S. dollars unless otherwise noted. Reserve figures correspond to PRMS standards. On the call today from GeoPark is James F. Park, Chief Executive Officer, Augusto Zubillaga, Chief Operating Officer, Andrés Ocampo, Chief Financial Officer, and Diego Golli, Capital Markets Manager. Now I'll turn the call over to Mr. James Park. Mr. Park, you may begin.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. We are joining you this morning with our executive team from Bogotá, Colombia, to report on our progress this year with our third quarter 2017 results and to answer any questions. It was another powerful quarter with important operational, financial, and strategic wins that continue building momentum for a successful completion of 2017 and an exciting outlook for 2018. Our team did its job by growing every component of our business plan. Production continues to increase with over 30,000 barrels per day today as our drilling keeps finding oil and pushing out the boundaries of our key oil fields in Colombia. With our successful drilling results, GeoPark became the third-largest operator in Colombia, a milestone accomplished in just 5 years, beginning from scratch. We also added Argentina to our list of producing countries following our new oil field discovery in the Neuquén Basin. Our cost reduction efforts and innovations continue to decrease operating and capital costs and increase netbacks, making our production more profitable at lower oil prices. Our key financial metrics showed improvement, and our cash flow more than doubled. We strengthened our balance sheet by a successful refinancing of our debt with a new long-term bond that provides more funds, extends our maturities, increases flexibility, and lowers our borrowing costs. We also added new, highly prospective acreage to our expanding multi-country project portfolio by successful acquisitions in Brazil and Colombia, including an attractive block adjacent to our prized Llanos 34 block. Looking towards 2018, we have a full speed ahead and capital-efficient $100 million investment plan, which provides for us to produce, develop, and explore our assets and meaningfully grow our business in 2018, all funded by our own generated cash flow and with enough of our power set aside for new attractive acquisition opportunities. We believe this structure differentiates GeoPark from many oil and gas companies and is the right formula for an E&P company to achieve enduring success in today's world. Our team is ready and excited about our upcoming 2018 work program, which includes drilling over 30 new wells, targeted to extend our 15-year track record of production and reserve growth, and adaptable to succeed in any oil price scenario. Now let's please go to Zuby.
Okay, thank you, Jim. So this quarter, we have once again demonstrated our ability to find oil and gas and our proficiency as operators, as an oil gas finders. In Colombia, we continue unlocking value from our Llanos 34 block with both development and exploration drilling. With the new Curucucú 1 exploration well, we discovered the new Curucucú oil field, further opening up the southeast region of the block. And we drilled 5 wells further test and push out the northern, western, and southern boundaries of the Tigana-Jacana oil fields. 3 of these wells, which is Jacana 10, Jacana 12, and Tigana Norte 2, have been tested and put on production for over 6,000 barrels of oil per day. And 2 wells, Jacana 17 and 13, will be completed this quarter. Also, Tigana Sur Oeste 7 is being tested now. The recent successful drilling of Tigana Norte 2 and 3 wells were encouraging and appear to be extending the field in this area with lower known oil depth. We are currently drilling Tigana Norte 4, further down deep of Tigana Norte 3, and expect to have news in the following weeks. As operator, in the third quarter, our consolidated oil and gas production increased by 28% to a record of more than 28,000 barrels of oil per day, with Colombian oil production jumping by 43% to more than 22,000 barrels of oil per day. Today, our gross operated production is over 55,000 barrels of oil per day, and we have already exceeded our exit net production guidance for the year of 30,000 barrels of oil per day. And to complete this great year, we still have the opportunity to drill another 6 wells in Colombia during the fourth quarter. We started production in Argentina from our new Rio Grande Oeste oil field, and we'll be drilling more in Argentina next quarter in the Sierra del Nevado block. We also will be building a new prospect in the Potiguar Basin in Brazil during December 2017. So for 2018, our work program will be focused on further developing and appraising the Tigana-Jacana oil play in Llanos 34 block, with a plan to drill approximately 23 to 24 wells, including 5 to 6 exploration wells. We also plan to construct a 30-kilometer flow line connecting our Tigana-Jacana complex to the Colombian pipeline system to further reduce operating and transportation cost. And our new triple acreage adjacent to the Llanos 34 block, we look forward to drilling an attractive exploration prospect during next year. We will also carry out operations in the rest of our asset portfolio, advancing our project in each country, including production operations in Chile, Argentina, and Brazil, and also new exploration drilling in Argentina and Brazil. So now over to Andres.
Thank you, Zubi. During the third quarter of this year, and following our significant production growth, our EBITDA more than doubled and reached $45 million, representing an EBITDA for the last 9 months of $120 million. Our operating cash flow for the quarter of $38 million fully funded our CapEx program and allowed us to continue growing within cash flow again. Our cost reduction efforts continue generating good results, with operating expenses down 14% to just $7.3 per barrel, allowing us to generate operating netbacks of approximately $23 per each barrel that we produced. We successfully completed a new bond transaction in September and placed our new $425 million 7-year notes with a coupon of 6.5%. Proceeds were used to fully repay our previous 2020 notes and the Itaú loan, and the remaining cash will be used for CapEx and general corporate purposes. With this new transaction, we were able to extend our debt maturities, reduce our financial costs, achieve more flexible covenants, and increase our cash position to $135 million as of the end of the quarter. This, combined with our increased EBITDA generation, allowed us to reduce our net leverage ratio down from 4.7 times to 1.9 times. The transaction was oversubscribed by 6 times and attracted the demand from top-tier, high-quality investors. Our self-funded 2017 work program is again hitting the mark with another year of growth, expecting production to be in the upper range of our 20 to 25% growth guidance, and we also look forward to an exciting high-impact 2018 program. We just completed our capital allocation process, through which, following the review of over 100 projects in our 5-country platform, we have selected approximately 50 projects for a total investment of $100 to $110 million, fully funded within cash flow, to target a production growth of 15 to 20%, with the main focus remaining in our core asset in Colombia, where we expect to allocate over 85% of our investment program. We have also continued to broaden our audience in the markets, and our increased stock trading volume have remained between $1 to $1.5 million per day. So thank you, and now we invite any questions for our team.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, if you wish to ask a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any point your question has been answered and you wish to remove yourself from the queue, you may press the pound key. Our first question comes from the line of Felipe Santos of J.P. Morgan.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon for some of you. Just some quick questions here on my side. First one, Jim, could you be a little bit more specifics or give any other detail on the exploration campaign that you're targeting for Colombia? How many of those wells, if not mistaken, about 20, 30 wells, should be to delineate the size of Llanos, the discoveries in Llanos 34, and how much of those would be to put to increase the production or to deliver the growth? I mean, that's just want to have a breakdown of exploratory and what would be targeting the increase in reserves side. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Felipe. So you're asking about the exploration campaign for next year and how much of that is targeted to continue delineating the Llanos 34 play?
Exactly.
So I'll give you a breakdown of the wells we're drilling all over our platform and how many of those are exploration. So total wells are over 30 wells on a gross basis across the whole company. In Llanos 34, around 20 to 21 wells are going to be drilled there. So total wells for Llanos 34, roughly 20 to 21, from which three are exploration wells, which are new prospects outside the Tigana-Jacana play. So these are new exploration prospects in other fault trends different from Jacana-Tigana. The rest are mostly development and appraisal wells to continue developing and delineating the Tigana-Jacana complex. There may be one more well developing Curucucu recent discovery, but most of it is right to assume that everything else is going to be development and appraisal in the Tigana-Jacana complex. Then we have one exploration well in Tiple, which is the adjacent block operated by GeoPark, 85% working interest. As expected, first half next year, that's one exploration well. Then we have two exploration wells in Llanos 32, where we only have 12.5% that's operated, is non-operated by GeoPark. We have two exploration wells in Brazil and seven exploration wells in Argentina. One of them operated by GeoPark in the CN5 block in partnership with Wintershall, 50% ownership, and the other six are again in the Sierra del Nevado and Puelén blocks where we have an 18% working interest. So that gives you the total program. Approximately from the $100 to $110 million that we're investing next year, around 20 to 25% is what we just mentioned as exploration. Everything else is development, appraisal, and facilities.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Rana Shaheen Amini of Pareto Securities.
Thank you, gentlemen. First of all, congratulations on a solid quarter. And also on your highly successful refinancing. I suppose on a sad note, my condolences on the passing of Michael Dingman, your board member. Very sad news. Two questions from me. First of all, on your planned expenditure on building a new flow line in order to support production growth and reduce operating costs. Can you just give more detail on that and what you expect to see in terms of cost savings? And second question is in relation to the Tipple block, which is adjacent to Llanos 34. Could you provide more detail? I do understand that you have 3D seismic over the block, and given your success, I suppose you have a good feel for the subsurface drivers there. Could you provide more on this, the prospect that you will be targeting in the first half of next year? Thank you.
Good morning, Shaheen. Great to hear from you. And thank you for your comments about Mike Dingman. First question about the flow line between Llanos 34. So effectively, that's approximately excuse me, a 30-kilometer flow line that will connect the Jacana area with the ODL pipeline, the Oleoducto Llanos pipeline. We are starting, we have completed environmental approvals recently, and we're going to finish the engineering of the project, so we're going to start constructing it in the next few months. We expect that to be completed by the fourth quarter of 2018. The total cost net to GeoPark is around $15 to $20 million. And we expect that to, first simplify the operation in the whole block, and that would also come with a reduction on operating expense. And then also we obviously expect a reduction on transportation cost that could be around $1 to $2 per barrel. We think it also have strategic advantages because of the place where it is located. You know, it's in the middle of the Llanos Basin where there's a lot of production coming. So we think this is a great project, and it's going to improve and give a lot of efficiencies to our operation, and obviously reduce our transportation costs. Then your second question about Tiple. This was a great acquisition for us. The former operator of the block is the Spanish company Cepsa. We did a farm-in with them, through which we acquired 85% and the operatorship of the block through drilling one exploration well. So we think these are very attractive terms. The block is covered with 3D seismic that our team mapped and access to and did a very thorough study. It identified a couple of prospects, and there's one that we like very much. We think some of the ideas that we're doing in Llanos 34 can be replicated in some of the areas around it. We think Tiple is one of them. So the size is still to be seen, but we're very excited about it. We expect to drill this at the beginning of next year, and we have high expectations. Sorry, the first half of next year, and have high expectations around this prospect. We think it's very exciting news.
I know this is a very difficult question, and you may want to avoid it, but are you able to provide some numbers so on the prospective resources you're targeting, or is that something we need to wait for till next year?
Well, we will probably include some of those in when we announce our reserve certification and our resources audit by Gaffney Klein. We'll probably provide some guidance around what we're seeing.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, simply press star 1. At this time, I'm showing no further questions. I'd like to turn the floor back over to James Park for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you to everybody for your interest in GeoPark and your continued support of our company. We encourage you to please visit us at our operations and invite you please to call us at any time for any information. Thank you and good day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude today's conference call. You may now disconnect.